Welcome back to the Premier League Weekly Podcast, and this week is very interesting with some certain incidents that happened inside of game week two of the Premier League. So we're gonna get straight in, and yeah, hope you all enjoy the podcast. So moving on to the first game on Saturday, 17th of August, Arsenal against Burnley, beating Burnley 2-1. The scorers in that game were Lacazette and Aubameyang and Ashley Barnes with the Burnley goal. So Ashley Barnes doing well for Burnley. He's stopping Arsenal from completing the clean sheet. So that's a positive to take away from it. Yes. Now moving on to the Aston Villa game. The only games I really know much about are obviously tell you guys more in depth about, and the next game is Aston Villa against AFC Bournemouth. Joshua King scoring on the second minute with a penalty kick, and Wilson scoring on the 12th, and Douglas Luiz, the ex-Manchester City player, scoring on the 71st minute to stop Bournemouth from keeping that clean sheet. Moving on to the next game, was Brighton and Hove Albion against West Ham United. And that game ends up in a 1-1 with Trossard and Javi Hernandez scoring the goals. Yeah, so I'm just trying to get through quick, and because I want to have loads of time to talk about my opinions on the games. And then Everton beating Watford 1-0. Bernard with a 10th-minute goal, so no action for 80 and however minutes of stoppage time there were. Norwich, newly promoted Norwich winning 3-1 against Newcastle. Pukki getting his first hat-trick in the Premier League, and Jonjo Shelvey scoring in the 93rd minute. Next, we've got Southampton against Liverpool, ends in 2-1. Firmino and Mane with the goal for Liverpool, and then Ings with the only Southampton goal. Manchester City drawing 2-2 with Tottenham Hotspur. Aguero and Raheem Sterling with the goals for City, and then Lamella and Lucas Moura getting the goals for Tottenham Hotspur. Moving on to the Sunday fixtures, we have Sheffield United winning 1-0 against Crystal Palace. Lundstrom with the goal. And then we have Chelsea drawing 1-1 with Leicester City, Mason Mount and Ndidi with the goals. Moving on to yesterday's game between Wolverhampton Wanderers and Manchester United, them drawing 1-1 with goals from Martial and Ruben Neves. So now we have the games covered. I want to go out and give my opinions and obviously go more in depth about the games that I know about. So the Southampton game, what I know is Danny Ings really had a chance to make it 2-2 against his old side Liverpool, but he should have scored it. Apparently, it was one of the best opportunities he's ever had. I'm not really sure. Obviously, heartbreak for Manchester City fans with them drawing with Tottenham. With this game, I would like to go a lot more in depth. So, going on to the Rodri challenge in the first half, and that not going to VAR in any way possible, was what I thought was really, really dumb. So apparently the ref can't see that, which he was literally looking at it. So with Lamella's arms around Rodri's neck, dragging him to the floor, apparently that's not a penalty, a kick in any... And VAR just sat there, does nothing. I have another problem with the VAR ref. The person on the VAR ref, like the person who butts in and says, okay, no, that needs to be overturned, that's a penalty, or that's whatever, that's a free kick, has been deemed not fit to be a Premier League manager, which basically means that he's not good enough and his decision-making's a bit off. So then why is he allowed to be on the VAR for a Premier League game? It makes no sense to me at all. I just think it's completely stupid that the way they've done it and gone about it. And then obviously then disallowing the goal for allegedly hitting Laporte's arm when it hits his side, and whatever his name is, Skip, was dragging Laporte's arm back, let's go, and then Laporte kind of swings his arm, and then that's what they think, that's what they say makes contact with the ball, when the ball actually hits his armpit. So I have a complete I have a complete problem with the VAR ref. So if he's been deemed not fit to referee a Premier League game, then why is he allowed to be on VAR? Because it makes no sense. And the ref coming up with a stupid excuse to try and say that he didn't see the Rodri challenge. Yes, you did. There is literally a picture released by many news outlets of him looking at the challenge and waving it away. So how then can you say that that's not a penalty kick? And then to go and disallow a goal. We weren't even allowed to celebrate the goal. Literally, the goal went in, Jesus ran, celebrated for about 30 seconds, and then it goes checking the VAR goal, and then disallows it. And I actually agree with what Gabriel Jesus said. Gabriel Jesus did shout at the referee saying VAR is shit, which I completely agree with. It's completely dumb. So you're telling me a referee that's been deemed not fit to run a Premier League match because of his decision making, and he is not simply a good enough ref, how can you possibly tell me that it's fair for him to VAR ref a Premier League game? Not even it's a big game. Am I right in saying? No, it wasn't. It's not the first top six clash. It's the first top three clash that's in this season, and they've just completely screwed it up. Even the reason they put on my interview said it's a goal. I don't see what's wrong with it. Like, and also Sterling did nearly the exact same thing that Lamella did to Rodri, but on Kyle Walker-Peters, and Sterling gets booked for it. So how does that make sense? It just doesn't. Lamella's literally got his arms round Rodri's neck, pulling him to the floor. So how is that not a penalty? You literally have a video that you can watch, or yeah, there's literally a monitor at the side of the pitch that the ref can run to and look. There's literally video evidence of every single Sky pundit, every single pundit that I've, or interview for a pundit that I've watched, all said that it's a penalty. None of them have said that it's not a penalty. Ref watch yesterday, the referee said that should be a penalty. It's just ridiculous. It's so annoying. Like, and then last night, so you're telling me, with the Pogba penalty, the penalty appeal, you're telling me that that's a penalty over the Rodri. It's just not fair. It's just stupid, man. So if you literally look at the Pogba, if you watch the Pogba challenge, they barely even make contact with each other. Pogba goes down. That's a penalty. I don't care that he missed a penalty, so it doesn't really matter that he got a pen anyway. But it's the fact that the ref is saying, yes, that's a penalty, but someone being held around the neck and dragged to the floor, not a penalty, not even a card. It's just stupid, man. And then for Sterling to go and do the same challenge and then get booked. Like, it's just stupid. Like the reason I'm doing this podcast is to get out that it's VAR is stupid and I don't like it. So anyone who's listening to this podcast can hear the pure frustration in my voice. It's just so frustrating how Pogba goes down, barely even touching the player's leg. Penalty, Rodri gets dragged down by his neck and it's not a pen. It just baffles me. And people that, you know, aren't a Liverpool fan, aren't a City fan or whatever, they're saying that Liverpool are going to get those kind of things too. No, they won't. It's not. It won't happen. It's literally there to target us. Literally, the own like the makers of the Premier League have literally said that. I think it was after the season that we ran away with the Premier League by 16 points. They literally said we're not going to let them run away with it, and this is how they're not going to let us do it again. It's so dumb, like what they're doing, and it's not a VAR literally ruins the match day experience. It does. That's not just me saying that. It does, because you'll celebrate. You don't even get a chance to celebrate a goal before they just go no, not a goal. It just ruins it because you're there to watch your team or whatever, just watch the game, and for you to score a 92nd minute goal in a massive game and then for it to be disallowed is ridiculous. And people who are listening to this podcast, literally, it just leads me to believe that people are going to fall out of love with football. It just is going to happen. Because they're ruining the matchday experiences. They're just going against teams. It's just dumb. Literally, every week when I come on this podcast, I'm going to say what I think. So I think next, I think we're not going to win the Premier League because we're going to get screwed over by VAR. It's literally what they're essentially setting out to do. They're literally setting out to try and stop Man City. It's just annoying. Because I just don't think it's fair. Yeah. I can't get my head around how someone being dragged by their neck to the floor is not a penalty, but someone literally touching legs is a penalty. And I guarantee that Liverpool are going to get the chance. Liverpool and United and whatever, they're going to be the teams that get these sort of challenges given towards them, in my opinion. So I think that Liverpool will get the challenges towards them, and City will get them against them. Like, I know it was like June, but going back to the Champions League final, again, that was a poor decision from the ref. It shouldn't have been a penalty, because Mane, I think it was Mane, literally tried to flick it into Sissoko's arm. He had no intention of passing it. He tried to flick it to Sissoko's arm. Because you're telling me that Mane, quite a small, just a decently small football player. I'll check how tall he is in a minute. But you're telling me you're gonna try and flick it over a six foot Sissoko. It just doesn't make sense. You just wouldn't. I'm gonna Google Mane is height, and then so he's 1.75 meters tall. Now we're gonna look at Moussa Sissoko. So Moussa Sissoko is 1.87 meters tall. So only a little bit shorter than Pogba. So why would someone like Mane try? So okay, so Sissoko's 6'2", and Sadio Mane's 5'9". You're trying to tell me that Mane's gonna try and flip the ball over him? No, it just wouldn't happen. So he's literally gone for his. Oh my god. I don't care about the Champions League final because I didn't support either teams that were in there. I don't like either of those teams. I don't like Tottenham. I don't like Liverpool. But it's just to back up my point of saying that VAR will go in Liverpool's favour, it will. It literally will. It's just so dumb. I'd love to see like Pep Guardiola or just an average City fan interview that Premier League ref that said that was not a penalty. I'd love to see an interview of that, because that'd be just good to watch. I just don't get it. So obviously we'll see how the season progresses for Man City. And yeah, but I just think VAR will screw us over. And ultimately it'll make people fall out of love with football. I don't think that person should have VAR reffed that game, because if you've been deemed not fit enough, why are you then allowed to do that? I don't. It just completely just makes my mind just go stupid. But yeah, and now I'm going to move on to the United game, which I watched. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to watch every single... I'm trying to watch most games of the Premier League just so I can watch it and get as much information, what was good from the ref, what was good from the game, what's controversial and stuff like that. But it's just disgraceful. I don't know if it was just me that think. I don't know if I'm the only person that thinks this, but I think that people like Man City and Liverpool and the top three. We'll go with top four. So the top four. So Chelsea, Tottenham, City, and Liverpool all get targeted. Not necessarily by not by VAR, because that only seems to be City that really gets targeted by that, but players target other players. So say when we play Bournemouth, people are going to try and injure Sterling and De Bruyne. Going back to I think it was a Palace game 2 seasons ago where right at the end De Bruyne was on the counter attack and Townsend just slides him. Like, how isn't that a red card? I don't know whether it was a red card or not, but that's a complete proof that top teams get targeted, and people last season just non-stop sliding Salah in the box. Sometimes he dived in the box, sometimes they were legit fouls, but it should stop, because people are going to target. Now they're going to target Mason Mount, they're going to target Harry Kane, Son Heung-min, they're going to target Aguero, they're going to target De Bruyne, Sterling, Sané, or Sané's already injured, they're going to target Firmino, Mane, Origi, Salah. People like Alexander-Arnold, Van Dijk, Chamberlain, Wijnaldum, pretty much the whole of the Liverpool and Man City team, they're going to get targeted, because all of their players are really important. Like, Van Dijk is going to get targeted a lot to try and... People are going to try and injure Van Dijk. I don't know why, but it's just dumb. So what the referee should do is try to protect the players. So if they can see from the start that maybe Ryan Fraser's just going to start going for Aguero and just slide, doing dangerous slides, and Ozil's going to start dangerously sliding maybe Salah, that's when the referee should stop and do something. I don't know what he should do, but he should do something to stop it, because it's just annoying. Now going on to the United game. VAR... again, not really taking a toll, but ruining the match day experience again. I'm gonna go back to something. So, I was at the Schalke Man City game last season in the Champions League. I think it was round of 16. I was at the game at the Etihad where we won 7-0, and the amount of times they went to VAR for a goal review, and they tried to, I can't remember who crossed, I think it was Sané that crossed it in. It really good, but it was Sané or Zinchenko, one of those two. And then Sterling hits it on the half volley, past Farman. And they tried to get that deemed as offside. It's like, what? So going to the United game. So United didn't really want the first half. The first half was theirs, so I'll give them that. But obviously they scored the good goal. But going on to the second half, when Neves scored that blinder of a goal. He's so good at the long shots. Why did they go to VAR? Why did they have to check the goal? Because the goal was fine. Literally, the goal was fine. They didn't need to take the time out of that to then go in, whatever, and go in. They literally wasted about 5 minutes of time just for them to say, yeah, it's a goal. It's just like, it's just stupid. And then going on to Pogba with the challenge that got him the penalty. I don't think that was a penalty at all. They don't touch legs. They barely even touch legs. So I don't see how that's a foul at all. But whatever. So I don't see how the ref can see that, but I'm just gonna shut up because this is getting really annoying. But going back to what I said last week, if you listened, about Mason Mount, Mason Mount has got the world at his feet. Scoring on his first home game for Chelsea, I think it was. Just fantastic. He's when he's old, he's going to be one of the world's best. I just really, really think that he's got a world at his feet, and he'll do really, really well in thing. I've seen a lot of criticism on Twitter towards Adrian for the Karius like mistake, you could say. So remember when Karius threw the ball into Benzema's leg and it went in the Champions League final? Basically, Adrian kicked it. I don't know. I think it was Danny Ings's leg, and then Danny Ings just slotted it in easily. I don't know why he's getting criticism, because it was one little mistake. If he wasn't in goal, then I'm not sure whether Liverpool. If Lonergan would have been in goal, I'm not sure Liverpool would have won it, because Adrian made some really, really good saves. Especially off that corner in the first half. But yeah, I don't know. I just think some Liverpool fans are a bit too quick to jump the gun and give people criticism. Like, the thing with Karius only had one bad game. He wasn't really that bad. Yeah, Liverpool obviously got destroyed by Man City 5-0 and got beat by a lot of other teams, but I don't really see how he was bad, because at the end of the day, if your team's conceding way too many goals, then sometimes it is just the keeper, but sometimes it is the keeper, but most of the time it's down to the defenders to obviously keep it away from the park and do as much as they can. So I don't know if obviously the first mistake was completely Karius's fault, but apparently suffer from concussion. If that's true, I'm not entirely sure. I didn't read too much about it, but I just think they were a bit too quick to jump the gun and just criticise him. I think they criticised him a bit too early. which obviously ended in then loaning him out to Besiktas. And since he went to Besiktas, he's been one of the most fantastic, most improvements I've seen. But don't get me wrong, I'm not saying Karius was the second best or best keeper in the league. I'm just saying that maybe they just judged him a bit too early. And maybe they shouldn't have taken him out on loan, because now if Adrian gets injured, then they're now on to loan again, because Alisson isn't back to playing for like another 2 or 3 weeks. And obviously with Liverpool got a massive game coming up on Sunday against Arsenal, who really can hurt sides. So I'm just excited to see how Liverpool get on. Liverpool in the first three games that they've played, obviously one of them being in the Super Cup, they haven't really been that convincing, to be honest. Their defence has been cut open too easily. And sometimes they've just not been fully aware. Like if Danny Ings, all Danny Ings had to do was put his foot out and just redirect the ball, would have gone in, because he'd beaten the defenders. He was literally there on his own. He could have just slotted it in, but he just didn't. I'm excited to see how Liverpool get on. I'm not sure whether I think they'll win or not. They haven't really been convincing as they were last season yet. I'm excited to see how they get on. I want Arsenal to win, but whether that happens, I'm not that sure. That's all for the podcast this week, guys. I'm gonna do most of the podcast only be half an hour. But when the Champions League starts, we'll obviously get into how the Premier League teams are doing in the Champions League and Europa League. So I'll see you guys all next week for a next episode of Premier League Weekly.